Well, he was, by the way, welcome back to the show. He was at it again today, Barack Obama, at the big climate change conference underway in Paris. First blamed America for every bit of climate change that is taking place around the world, if such a thing is happening. And he said, we're going to take the lead in fixing it. A lot of people are disputing that claim. Of course, over the years, scientists have found the research into climate change is questionable at best. Well, joining us on our newsmaker line right now to talk about the big Paris climate change conference is Joel Kotkin. He is author, fellow columnist at the Orange County Register. We've had him on the show before. George, Joel, first of all, let me ask you, what do you make of what the president said today in Paris?
Well, you know, this is very typical of, you know, sort of the blame America first clear out. Of course, I wonder if they're also going to blame us for the internet, and they're going to blame us for all the technological advances. They're going to blame us for the fact that the world isn't starving. They're going to blame us for, what else did we do wrong? Oh, yeah, we had this idea about democracy and the rule of law. That they blame us for that, too. I mean, you know, this idea that you can reject Western society outright and as if it was a blight is very typical of the kind of academic, you know, thinking that you get on college campuses, and which is at the core of Obama's worldview. And the bigger question is, all right, so in other words, we're going to fix this problem and our guilt at a time when, by the way, China now emits twice as much greenhouse gases than we do and is growing much, much faster in terms of that while we're actually reducing it. So I guess the question is, who's going to pay for it? Well, it's going to you and me. We're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
We're going to, you know, if he gets his way, we'll be paying much more for electricity. Believe me, I live in California, and I have seen the future, and it doesn't work.
Joe, let me ask you, what is behind the climate hysteria that you write about today?
Well, I think I think it's sort of like, you know, and I don't mean to offend, the readers or the listeners in Utah on this at all, but, you know, religion is a way of having a first cause for absolutely everything. And in a secular era where people don't want to embrace particularly at the among the upper classes, they don't want to embrace religion, so they embrace this religion, which now explains everything. So everything that happens, it's hot, it's cold, it rained, it snowed, it didn't. The war in Syria is because of climate change. It becomes like at the way that you look at every problem is derived from climate change. And look, I'm not a denier at all. I mean, I think the climate's been getting warmer since the end of the Ice Age, at least by some estimates, a moderately warmer climate than we had. I think we have much, much, much bigger environmental problems, like the condition of the oceans, or all the people who die because they don't have electricity and they burn coal inside their houses. I mean, I've been in the third world. I know what it looks like. I've smelled it. I've walked those streets. And, you know, the only way you get to these reductions is you either have to transfer a huge amount of wealth out of the countries of, you know, that are historically prosperous to pay for it, or you have to reduce the emissions coming out of these countries. And, of course, as you know, one of the biggest problems that these developing countries now face is that the Western world is so weak economically that it can't pull those countries up. In other words, like when the U.S. was booming in the 80s and then again under President Clinton in the 90s, they sort of pulled China and then India sort of up. What happens if there's very low and consistently low growth in these countries? Well, where are the consumers going to come from? Where's the capital going to come from? Where's the technology going to come from? But these are not issues that matter to these people. And I think fundamentally, you know, because I've studied the history of this, they're getting what they want. What do they want? They've wanted the same thing for 40 years, government control of basically absolutely everything, a group of secular priests telling us how to live, the end of single-family homes, the end of suburbs, except for them, and essentially policies which will almost guarantee more industry leaving the United States and going to Asia and other developing countries. And the great irony at the end, it does nothing on climate anyway, because when you move a factory from California to China, guess what happens to the carbon footprint?
Nothing changes, does it?
Well, it changes. It gets much worse.
Yeah, because, it gets much worse because there are
California is using, you know, what really works, natural gas.
Yeah.
The Chinese are using coal. And let's face it, they're not going to have the same degree of controls that the U.S. would have and certainly that California would have.
Do you think, Joel, we will ever get to the point in this country and really around the world where we can, in fact, have a rational discussion about what is taking place in the with the climate? I mean, there are more people that live on the planet than ever before. You would look at it and say, yeah, there's probably some effect here somehow, but can we ever have that rational discussion?
Very difficult, because it has become a religion, and it has become the killer app, if you will, for excusing every intrusion into people's lives. I mean, for instance, we make the decision. We could cut our emissions by literally saying, okay, in the next 10 years, all coal-generated power will be replaced by natural gas. Probably get the biggest bang for your buck out of that. But we're not going to do it, because now it's become a holy war against all fossil fuels at all times. You know, there was a time when there was a rational debate and discussion among environmentalists saying, maybe we should do nuclear power, maybe we ought to back natural gas, at least while until solar, wind, and other forms are economically competitive. But now it's a religion. Oil is bad. Gas is bad. Fossil fuels are bad. And therefore, you know, like some sort of, you know, sin in the religious world has to be eradicated. That's why I compare Jerry Brown to Torquemada.
Joel Kodkin, join us on our Newsmaker line, talking about the climate change summit underway right now in Paris. All right, our final chance to talk with Brian Irving and Tile Ram. They've been on the center stage here on the Radar Cat Show throughout the day today. That's a wonderful company that a lot of people are just getting to know. So, Brian, let me say I'm a do-it-yourselfer, or I'm a contractor, and I need help in getting some tile out of the way, cleaned up. I don't want a mess. Is that where you come in?
That's right, Rod. We can shorten that time frame to get your job done significantly. Most of the jobs that we come into take a day or less. And if we can come in and do that for you, it cleans up. We clean up any kind of mess or potential mess for you, and you can get right at it, laying the new hardwood, tile, or whatever you're going to do. When we're done, the floor is clean, free of staples, nails, thin set, it's ready to go.
If I want to see how the process works, is that on your website?
Yeah, we've got some videos and pictures of before and after. Tileram.com is the place to go take a look at what we've been doing. It's a place you can also leave some contact information if we can get back to you on any kind of project that you're looking at. We can give you an idea of what it's going to take.
Okay. If I'm a business right now and I know I want a new look for, you know, the first of the year, but I've got this tile and the contractor is working on it, but I need it done before the end of the year, is this a great time to get in touch with you? Can you fit us into your schedule?
Absolutely, Rod. That's a great time of year for especially businesses to take care of any of those cosmetic issues. We can come in and get rid of the tile as well in a commercial or a residential situation.
And does a project take very long with Tile Ram?
Typically, no. We can get in and out in a day, and it really works well.
All right. What kind of an offer? Final chance to get that offer out. Let's get it out for people to think about.
Sure. For your listeners today, we have a discount of 15%, which is a great discount. It provides you an opportunity to see what we do for you. If you're a tile store or a contractor and you want to check us out, now would be a good time for us to be able to have you see what we do for you.
All right. And if you come for just a consultation for an estimate, is there a charge with that?
No charge for an estimate, Rod. We're happy to take a look at whatever project people have.
All right. Well, Brian, it's been great having you on center stage today, getting to know Tile Ram a little bit more, and good luck and much success in 2016.
Thanks, Rod. We appreciate the opportunity.
All right. That's Brian Irving. He is with Tile Ram. And if you're interested in getting tile removed dust-free, they do a terrific job. You can take a look at it on their website at tileram.com and call right now for this special offer, free consultation, 15% off any job. Tile Ram, 801-652-3499, 652-3499. Now with the news update, here again is Abby.